Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. One of the very positive trends we've seen in Vermont over the last decade is having a bunch of new little farms popping up everywhere with different niches. Melissa Passanen writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. She's here to tell us about one of those farms. Melissa, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
As always, great to be here, Rick.
The farm we're discussing today is Bread and Butter Farm in Shelburne. Tell us a little bit about them.
So Bread and Butter Farm is on the – actually crosses Shelburne and South Burlington, but officially in Shelburne. It's actually quite near where I live, and so I've known it as a customer for many years – or several years, I should say. It's only about 7 years old. And I remember with great interest, because as folks in Chittenden County know, South Burlington is becoming so suburban that it's – all of the farms are being developed. It's, you know, kind of makes you a little bit sad. So I was really thrilled as a South Burlington community member when I found out that a young pair of farmers were going to be able to purchase the land at its agricultural value about 7 years ago with the support of the Vermont Land Trust and both towns, Shelburne and South Burlington, and the LeDuc family who had dairied on that farm for many years. So it started with Corey Pierce and Adam Wilson. They each have other partners, so they were business partners themselves. And their goal was to do some vegetable farming, some dairy. Adam is very into baking bread, so he was going to build an oven. And there was always an education component planned into it, which was important to the communities in which the farm was established.
So that was the original vision and model for the farm. What will people find at the farm now?
It's amazing where they've come. There is so much going on there. Many folks in the area may know them mostly for their burger night during the summers. They do these really awesome out in the air on the farm burger nights where you can get beef that's from their own farm and salads that are made with vegetables that they grow there. And it's just super festive. And Corey's husband, Chris, is a musician. So there'll be music and there's kids running around, and it's just so fun. But over the last few months, they've established a farm store that's open 6 days a week, regular sort of business hours with their own vegetables, their own meats, their own eggs, dairy from other places. They have a raw milk dairy operating now on the farm after a hiatus of a couple years. There's a coffee shop there several mornings a week with really good gluten-free baked goods. There's music classes for kids. There's summer camps. They do special events. I mean, it goes on and on.
That's interesting because I only think of them as the burger nights and had no idea all this activity was going on. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing Bread and Butter Farm in Shelburne. Melissa, what precipitated the changes in the farm's business plan and direction?
Well, I think it's an evolution like everything is. You're sort of figuring out how you're going to make it work. And when there's a couple different business partners, people sometimes have different visions or things evolve. So Adam, who was one of the original partners with Corey Pierce, Corey focused more on the vegetable farming. Her husband, Chris, was running his music classes there. And Adam was really focused on the bread. And originally he was dealing with the animals, doing the original raw milk dairy there and the beef operation. He pulled back from that to focus more on the bread. And eventually he decided that he wanted to really just do the bakery. So he now has his own separate bakery, has moved off of the farm, running Stone Bread. And so Corey was sort of left like, wow, okay, there's a physical hole in the space that is now the farm store, but was the farm store, because they pulled out this big oven, and I need to fill that. And also from a revenue perspective, I need other sources of revenue. So she started sort of talking to people she knew, and people started coming to her. She said to me she thought she was going to have to like go out and do like a request for proposal, but she said things just all came together, and she's got this really amazing internet web of folks that she's working with now. One new employee, but a couple of the businesses are independent and they rent space and that kind of thing, or trade work for space.
Yeah, how do the current pieces of the operation fit together now?
They're all so they're all intertwined, and yet they're all independent. It's pretty cool. So Corey is still sort of running the vegetable piece of the operation, and then she oversees everything. And she's just a really amazing person, as anyone will tell you. She's not the sort who pushes herself, you know, in front, but she's definitely the puppeteer, sort of coordinating everything. And so she has hired one colleague. His name is Brandon Bless. She and he worked together at Stirling College in Craftsbury, the Northeast Kingdom, together several years ago. And he will be doing pasture management. There's about 200 acres total, including some rented land that they run. And he's going to be managing the beef cattle. And also he's going to be teaching in the UVM, University of Vermont, Farmer Training Program, which is something else that Corey does. I cannot believe how she does everything she does. But I think that's the case with most farmers that I know. So Brandon's come in as an employee. So he's now living on site and will be doing, as I said, pasture and beef. Then Henry Kamek, who's a young, awesome guy, graduated from UVM, has worked at several different farms. He's running the raw milk dairy piece. That's independent Henry's Dairy that you can pick up, you can order at the farm. And then there's the coffee guy, Mike Proya, and he comes in and he also like rings up orders for the farm store when he's there.
This rejiggering that Bread and Butter Farm did, is this common for farms in the state?
I mean, I think it's common for all entrepreneurial ventures. But yes, I think farms, which I know quite a bit about, just having written about them for about 15 years, the small kind of startups, people have a vision. And then you have to listen to what customers want, to what the community wants. And that's the – Corey is really good at that, I think. Just to step back from the minutiae of the day where you have to get the seeds planted and you have to get the cows milked, to be able to look at bigger pictures – really important, and she spoke to that she said the biggest thing she's learned in the 7 years she's been, you know, running this particular farm with different folks involved with her is that nothing is ever stuck. You have to be flexible. And I think she's really happy with where they are right now. They've kept the education component, which was always important. She said the thing that is really important to remember is that it's the people who are the most important, and you have to make it work for the people who are on the farm, both working and who come to it. And that makes a lot of sense no matter what you're doing.
Yeah, it sure does. Melissa Passanen writes for the Save a Horse section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
My pleasure.